This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Boston and the Democratic National Convention may be getting all the attention right now, but in New York City, preparations are being made for the Republican National Convention. The GOP gathering will be held there at the end of August. More than 12,000 New York police officers will provide security. That's about a third of the city's force. The NYPD is training many of those officers to handle specific threats, including biological and nuclear weapons. Reporter Jesse Graham of member station WNYC accompanied a class of rookie cops as they trained for New York's convention week.
23 newly minted officers arrive at a former grade school in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, wearing shorts and jeans. Their t-shirts barely hide their handguns in new shiny leather holsters around their waists. They're part of the police academy class of nearly 700 that graduated on July 7th.
Good morning again. Again, I'm Police Officer John DeMiola. This is your introduction of the COBRA training.
COBRA stands for Chemical, Ordnance, Biological, and Radiological Awareness. The training is funded with grants from the Department of Homeland Security. It begins with a crash course on terrorism.
Who are the terrorists going to focus on? Us, the people in this room, the everyday people, the front line of government. Most people, government is the New York City Police Department in New York City. They're the aspect of government they deal with every day, the uniformed police officers.
The students are just coming off their first week on the job in precincts throughout the city. Before joining COBRA, the instructor, DeMiola, worked as a transit cop apprehending pickpockets. He pushes these recruits to meet a new standard.
The days of being in a sector car for 20 years without a thought in your head about the wider world are over. As New York City police officers, you now need an understanding of national affairs, of international affairs, how international organizations work.
In hours of PowerPoint presentations, officers learn to identify chemical and biological agents. Their manuals list the history of terrorist strikes on the city and potential targets in every borough. They're shown grim videotapes of real explosions, including a Montreal cop blown in half by a bomb. They're told to always look out for a secondary device planted to kill rescue workers.
You study it in a textbook version, but when you're actually out there, you're like, okay, what do I do?
Christina Consell is 35 years old and worked in a brokerage house before signing up for the NYPD. She's assigned to Midtown South, a busy Manhattan precinct with high-profile terrorist targets. She and her fellow classmates have heard again and again since they entered the academy that Police Commissioner Ray Kelly plans to deploy nearly all of them to the convention. Consell says she's nervous about her first big detail and eager to learn how to use her hazmat gear.
They're just going to throw us, the new kids, you know, front and center. So I have to be very, very, you know, conscious of that and absorb everything like a sponge that they give at us, no matter how minute or boring it may be.
Approximately 1 hour ago, there were two simultaneous weapons of mass destruction attacks in the city of New York. First attack was a chemical attack on a New York City subway. It's been identified as sarin. In addition, there's been a conventional explosion on an adjacent office building.
In the exercise, police designate a hut zone downwind of the disaster. Cops have 10 minutes to don their chemical suits, gloves, masks, and yellow rubber nuke boots.
Okay, Charlie, lead them out to the chain. You got the door making right?
You're going to the rear of the canopy.
Keep going.
They step out into the blazing summer afternoon. In a single car of a New York City subway train, actors posing as victims scream for help. A man limps towards the officers. An injured woman moans, thrusting a baby at them. Casualties are tagged with color-coded labels, from green for walking wounded to black for dead. The most critically injured victim is a mannequin with its entrails exposed. Two officers are trying to remove him, but they don't notice a black nylon briefcase nestled under his seat until it's too late. The alarm indicates that the bomb has exploded.
Continue your triage. You are in a scenario. I have not cut the scenario.
No, we need help. Get over here.
When they've dragged the last victim out, They're ready for their evaluation from Sergeant Surinda Patel.
How you practice is how you will play out there. Okay? The device was here. You all blew up. But I'd rather you blow up today, okay, because today you blew up and die. You're happy, and you should be very happy you're walking home to your families tonight.
Did anybody notice the wires coming out of the bomb?
Retired NYPD officer Thomas Rowe is now a trainer for the Department of Homeland Security.
Did anybody out of the group do a full walkthrough first? Full walkthrough from one end of the car to the next? We just kind of came in and piecemealed it, didn't we? You need to get an overview. We had a woman with a baby sitting here screaming. We had another guy in the back screaming. All right, that pulls at our heartstrings. We end up going to them first. All right, but I want to leave you with one thought with that. The louder they can scream, the less sick they are.
Help me, please, officer. Help me. Help me. Please help me.
The officers redeem themselves in other scenarios. They decontaminate rescue workers who've been exposed to chemical weapons. They're assigned to keep bystanders from entering the zone where a chemical attack took place.
You ain't telling me nothing. Nobody's telling me nothing. What happened, guys? My wife's on that train.
There's representatives from the Red Cross and the fire department. They can help you.
Thank you, please.
All right, cut.
Finally, they save a fellow officer from a bombed building, wading easily through smoke generated by a fog machine.
Don't be too upset that you blew up today. Learn from it. That's what we want from all of you. If you can't get it in this simple environment, you may not make it out there. The key is to make it out there. Okay? Empower yourselves. Get on the internet, start reading the newspaper, and start looking at that news. Okay? The more you learn about what's going on in this RNC, the better it is for you. Okay, guys? We're done. Team leader. Here. You're going up to DECON.
They head back to the auditorium, drenched in sweat and anxious to remove their masks and chemical suits. Christina Consell says she's thinking beyond the threat of terrorism to what she knows will be a factor at the convention. Though the government has issued warnings about attacks aimed around the election, handling the hundreds of thousands of protesters is something she'll definitely be facing in just a few weeks.
As each day passes, it becomes more reality. The protesters, I never had to deal with protesters. I never had to deal with people that are such in an aggressive manner because I was always behind the scenes. I was the person that was at home watching it on TV.
Since March, 7,000 New York City police officers have gone through this two-day class. The plan is to put 10,000 through the program before the convention begins in August. For Day to Day, I'm Jesse Graham in New York.